Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Foster moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Unser pinch runs for Jerry Moses. Ray Fosse pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.